My name is Jess Wallach. A few years ago, I spent a summer living in Uttarakhand, a state in the northern part of India. And when I was there, I spent a lot of time walking. The roads weren't good, most people didn't have cars anyways, and to get anywhere, you just walked. So I would walk like 2 to 4 hours a day to get between my classes and the place that I was staying with my host family and the places that I was going for my research. And when I was walking, just paying attention to what I was seeing around me, I was really surprised to notice that every time I saw a well, there were two, a blue one and a green one. And this was everywhere. And it just kind of puzzled me all summer. And towards the end of my trip, I asked someone, like, what's up with these wells? Why are there always two? And why always blue and green? And he explained that a few years back, some folks from the UN had come in and they said, people of Uttarakhand, we're going to give you wells. So they came, they measured where the water table was, they dug down. They put in these wells that went to 25 feet. The people knew that the water table was really high, it was the rainy season, and that it would drop. And while they did their best to talk to the UN experts and scientists and tell them, hey, this wasn't gonna work, it didn't happen. The UN folks didn't listen. So, of course, the rainy season ends, the water table drops, now it's at 50 feet, and the wells don't work anymore. These beautiful blue wells were completely useless for more than half the year. So a few years later, the Indian government came in and put in new wells, green wells, that actually got to where the water was in the dry season. And I think about that story all the time in the work that I do here in Seattle as an environmental justice advocate and activist, because those wells speak to the importance of community knowledge, valuing what people already know, and when you work outside of a community, when you go in. When you go into a community, you gotta figure out what's important to people, what they already know, and how that helps you do your work better. For the Seattle Globalist, I'm Jess Wallach.